The only thing reliable about Nigeria's power supply is its unreliability. From the megacity Lagos to the national capital Abuja to state capitals like Yola in the northeastern Adamawa state, the lights are frequently off. Families and businesses that can afford them rely on generators. The rest of Nigerians make do with open-air flames for light and cooking. Idris Abubi says he pays for electricity, but gets it only for a fraction of the day.
After you pay, there is no light. Highest if they give you light, 5 hours, 3 hours. Highest is 5 hours. Nothing more than 5 hours. Like now, in my area, they normally bring light midnight. Maybe 6 in the morning, highest is 7. They took it. Then you spend the whole rest, then you spend the rest of the day without light. If you're a businessman, you must own your generator.
Nigeria began privatizing its power sector in 2010, handing over state-owned distribution and generation companies to investors in an effort to improve power supply and transmission. The Yola Electricity Distribution Company serves between 180,000 and 200,000 people in the country's northeast. But company spokesman Aliyu Hassan Ardo says the company often does not get the 3.5% of available capacity promised to them, hence the blackouts.
We have been battling with little allocation, low allocation of electricity because of the low generation, and sometimes also a lack of giving us the right megawatt of electricity. For example, we have never been given that 3.5% allocation of available capacity, even when the capacity is around 3,000 or 4,000 per megawatt.
Nigeria's power generation lags behind the demands of its own economy, which is Africa's largest. The sounds of generators are ubiquitous. Nigeria-based surveyor NOI Polls reported that in 2013, 81% of Nigerians used alternative sources for electricity other than the national grid. Idayat Hassan, director of the Center for Democracy and Development in Abuja, says rundown power plants have continued to hold back the energy sector, which is vital for job creation.
Because you have infrastructural deficits, you have most, there is a culture of maintenance rather than building. So when you have all these old, decrepit power plants that predate decades and not many are being built, what they are trying to do is to maintain them. The reality is obvious.
That reality, for many in Nigeria, is simple. No power, no money. Chris Stein for VOA News, Yola.